We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, before I start, I want to really take Chuck Freeman back to when we used to do shows right before we hit on the air.
I hated that.
I hated it too.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, want... everybody. Chuck Freeman, my white whale.
Well, I saw somebody had me in the background on one of your videos today. Mm-hmm. Somebody tweeted it at me, or no, a buddy of mine messaged it. Buddy Mike messaged it to me, and he said, your picture's on the back of somebody who's on Bart's show.
Well, hot take Jake. Mm-hmm. He has been really telling me, get over it. You got to get over Chuck. He's never coming on the show. Get over it. And I said, no, we'll do a show together at some point. And we have. Lockdown Brewers dropped on Monday. This is the Wednesday show. Lockdown Brewers, I was on with Chuck. And of the in our relationship, it's a pure alpha move that you put yours out first as the alpha you are. I'm on the video stream here. I don't even like being on this side of you. I think I need to be over here.
Okay.
Whatever you want. Know. No, I'm hosting. I'll go over here. But it's Chuck and Winkler. That's when our show was doomed.
When we said it was Chuck and Winkler?
Yeah, it should have been Chuck and Bart.
Oh, we didn't do anything to doom it. It's not like we screwed up.
No, they wanted it Chuck and Winkler because it sounded like Chuck and Wicket, and they were trying to confuse people.
Yeah, I would have been good with Chuck and Bart. I used my first name and used your last name.
I didn't. Yeah, and nobody ever calls me Winkler in my life.
And a lot of people call me Freems or Freeman.
Yeah, it should have been Freems and... Freems in this dipshit.
Hey, you can swear on this. Oh. You can't do that. That's right. I forgot to give you that disclaimer on Lockdown Brewers. You weren't supposed to swear.
I wore my respectable hat on Lockdown Brewers.
You did. Now you're letting your hair down.
Yeah. Chuck Freeman joins me on the show. This is actually this is dropping. I see you got the podcast lingo down.
We're live. You caught me off guard.
Dropping August 16th, 2023. And people may remember that on August 16th, 2022, WSSP switched from local sports talk to CBS Sports Talk, mm-hmm. which for me has been great.
But you're just filling in on CBS.
Yeah, but I'm getting CBS money. I'm getting podcast money. I wish the station would have gone away a lot sooner if I was going to get CBS shifts.
Wait a second. I didn't know you were... This is news to me.
What?
Well, that you're dumping on WSSP.
I'm not dumping on WSSP. I'm in that building four times a week.
I'll tell you what. I don't miss getting up early in the morning.
No.
I don't miss that at all. And, yeah. I mean, it's kind of fun being an independent guy, isn't it? Doing your own thing?
It is, but there's pros and cons to it. The cons are being like, you never know when you're getting paid. Mm-hmm. And you don't have a 401k. And if your wife loses her job, you're like screwed for health insurance. Oh,
that's true.
And you're like, are you really carrying the weight of being the patriarch to your family when you're just in your podcast bitching all day?
If you're Joe Rogan, you are. I mean, that guy, if you're him, you're making noise.
Yeah, and I could always pivot to that realm if I really get desperate, but.
But obviously you're doing better in this than you did it at WSSP.
Well, tell you what. I'll tell you what I like about this. What I like about this is if you are listening to the Bart Winkler show, you like me. Some people might hate listen a little bit, like, okay, you know, sometimes there's all these wrestling Twitter accounts, which I just hate the people that do them. And then when I like a good wrestling match, I always rush to, I don't know. There's that weird thing where, you know, you do, but this is nice because the people that like me, they hop on, we become friends. I'm doing a big tailgate next week. If you want to stop by before the Brewer game, feel free. I don't know if you're covering or not, but we're doing a big kit. And this is a nice place where, not that I like, you know, I'm not saying that I don't have thick skin. I'm just saying it's nice to be somewhere and talk with people that like, just want to talk and have fun. Mm-hmm. You post something about us being on Lockdown Brewers together and people I haven't heard from 3 years are like, oh, fuck this guy. Show was better when Wicket was there. Winkler killed SSP. It's like, I don't need that shit in my life. You know what I mean?
I haven't even looked at it. Is that what people were saying?
A lot of people were very pro.
I thought people would be excited about it. That's what we're doing this.
There's like a Venn diagram. 90% of the people that have heard us together, I think, like it. Then there might be 5% that are like, I like Bart, but I don't really like Chuck. And then there's 5% on the other side. They're like, I love Chuck and I fucking want Bart to die a horrible death in front of his family. Like, it is the people, man. Some of your
those are the people you got to lock your doors on.
But those are the people that like you the most.
Yeah.
The more you like Freems, the more you hate Bart.
Yeah. So nobody likes it. Well, people like us together. I mean, you know what? Tom Parker, a great program director. Best program director I ever worked for.
He's great.
Said one time, you know what? I don't program the radio station. The audience tells me what to do. And the audience says, Chuck and Winkler, or Chuck and Wicket, or whatever. You know, I mean, they program. You know, the audience tells you what to do. The program director's got an easy job. He just listens to the audience, listens to the advertisers. Those are the guys. You know, the audience is what programs the radio. So he's so right. They tell you. Now, you would think, with all the reaction that you and I get, you know, when somebody say, well, boy, Chuck and Winkler, maybe we gotta put those guys on the air. Make some money here. Everybody wins. Well,
okay, let's start there. Does that mean that we think higher of ourselves than like, cause you and I coming back on the air would be great, but nobody else thinks that, I guess.
Well, you know, these guys who are bosses got to coach their team and as coaches and general managers of their team, they don't feel like we can crack the roster. So there's nothing we can do about it. We can badmouth them and do whatever we want, but I mean, that's not going to get us anywhere. Yeah. We both love to be on the radio doing a show, but what can I do? There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. But I'm just saying that the audience knows Chuck and Winkler, boy, two guys from Wisconsin, love their sports teams, passionate about, had a great run, got not bad ratings there and made, you know, we made the station some money. I'm just saying.
Do you like, there's a couple of things that I think of when I reflect on my time at SSP and then my time with you. I think that we got to a really good point where we like figured it out. I'm surprised the leash was long enough to let us get there. Because there were some days I thought I should have been fired for how I treated you.
Well, because you wanted to fight me a couple of times.
I kicked the door in and said, today's the day.
Is that what you said?
I said, today's the day. Let's do it. Today's the day. And then when I said that, I like looked at you and I'm like, man, this guy could beat me in one fucking punch.
Well, then we both would have been gone. But yeah. But if they were looking for a reason to get rid of you, they would have done it, but they didn't. So
I'm just surprised. The leash was very long. I had a long leash, which I was surprised about.
Well, I know. And I had to put up with some of that, you know.
I know you did.
It was tough sometimes. It was. It was tough. I was like, man, I don't know. You know, sometimes I don't know.
But, So if we could go back, because I think if we did a show again, it'd be smooth sailing.
Think so?
I really do.
Think so? Maybe that's the reason why nobody wants to put us in a tag team out of here. They think we're going to beat the crap out of each other.
No, I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't say. I think that we both. I don't know, because I was coming. You getting me as I was trying to break through was not what that was unfair to you. Like that you should have been getting me as I was like established. Cause then I'm barking at people and you're like, I don't want to answer for this. You know, people are like, what's up with this Winkler guy? Like, you don't have to answer for that. That's me.
Well, I remember when I told you like early on, I said, Bart, this is maybe we should do something like this. And you go, you know what? And you said, well, you know, the old Winkler smile. Yeah, you know, I don't like anybody telling me what to do.
That was true.
2015. I'm like, oh boy, you know.
That's true.
What was the first year of 2015, you and I?
I started in 2014, 2015. I came on as a producer. 2016, Wicket left. So 2016.
I still remember I was on the Zoo Interchange when you called me and you were working in Fond du Lac. And you called me up and said, dude, can you get me in at WSSP? And
I thought I just emailed you.
We talked on the phone. I was driving back from the radio station at the time. And, you know, they liked your stuff, you know, of course. And then I remember when I was on the golf course and Tom called me up and said, hey, I'm thinking about with Mike leaving for Kansas City, that it was going to be you and I. And I was like, oh boy, you know, how's that going to be? Yeah, we had some rocky times. We did.
There was one time we had a fight so bad, and then I went to the Sendix, and then you were there. I saw you. I went to pull into the Sendix.
Okay, by the station.
And then you had just gotten out of your car, and I'm like, I guess I can't go to the Sendix today. So I drove and went to Taco Bell.
And then I rode over Taco Bell. That's the only time you and I ever seen each other out of work is over Taco Bell.
We shared a hotel room together.
In Atlanta, but you didn't stay in the room that night.
No, it was bed. Then we had the other bed. We couldn't even sleep next to each other in different beds.
Yeah, even though there was like a draw curtain, wasn't there? Like a hospital room?
Like we made it our own rooms.
I mean,
never hug me. I think this all goes back to you would never hug me.
Well, I never knew where your hands were. That's the problem. I didn't know where you put your hands. I mean, you were eating chicken wings on a toilet, and I didn't know if you washed your hands. Sometimes you go to the bathroom, be back so quick. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know about your hands.
Oh, I never wash.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I don't regret like throwing grenades at other like people. Like I was trying to, you know, I'm trying to make a mark here. I'm on the radio for a year and I see my uncle and he goes, man, there's this radio station that I love. I go, I get all my Packer stuff there. He lives in Maine. He's like, yeah, Jason Wilde. I'm like, listen to me, dude. So everything Wilde, I don't really even know Wilde, but I'm throwing bombs at Wilde. I'm throwing bombs at whoever I can.
And I told you, don't do that. Remember that?
Well, and now I don't have a job. So,
well, Jason Wilde came up to me one day and said, dude,
yeah,
your partner, what's going on there? I don't even know who this is.
Well, I need to reach out to Jason because I want to have him on because I think he might deserve an apology. I think he might.
I like Jason. I like his show.
I don't know him.
you know, he went to my high school. I knew him when he was much younger because he was a friend of a younger brother, a friend of mine. And, I've always liked him. I've had no problem. I don't really have any problem with anybody.
Well, I'm trying to have infrastructure week where I'm rebuilding roads.
I did. I was thinking about doing that. I was going to call it Building the Bridge.
Yeah.
The REO song.
Oh, another good one.
So who is, one stone at a time. Who's been on your, Dario was on there, right? You guys really.
Dario is part of Infrastructure Week. We're friends again.
I mean, you're on his TV show.
Yes, I am.
You're on his TV show.
And then people are tweeting at WISN. Like some guy went on this rager when I was on Channel 12 last time about how I can't be on there because I am anti-Christmas and I said, fuck Christmas. So what had happened once was people were bitching on Twitter and I said, can you guys all shut up about this? It's fucking Christmas. And this guy is taking that. And every time I get like a modicum of success, he'll tweet the people and be like, do you know this guy hates Christmas? Like, Jesus.
But you know what? I bet she's out there watching.
No, I don't know. I think that guy actually does hate me pretty good.
Yeah, but I bet maybe he hate watches.
Yeah, maybe.
So Dario's been on there. Who else? Who's on been on your
As far as Infrastructure Week, it's still been pretty light.
Is this infrastructure?
No. I wouldn't call this Infrastructure Week.
At one time it might have been.
Infrastructure Week was like the Tuesday after a Monday where we fought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth Everett's been on.
That's every Tuesday.
Seth Everett,
okay.
Remember, I always made fun of him, and I told him he was a part of Infrastructure Week. He's like, I didn't know you didn't like me.
How about Bill Michaels?
Bill has not been on. I would love to have Bill on.
Okay, you guys got a few fences to mend?
Bill might be the toughest one to mend fences with. There was an instance post him being there that really escalated things.
Okay.
When I tweeted out a picture... Basically, I tweeted out a picture of like a birthday cake where he said, how we looking? And I said something about cults. I don't even know. But then he started texting my bosses, even though he didn't work there anymore. It was all weird. So then we blocked each other and we haven't talked since.
Well, I like Bill. Bill and I are friends. Like, I know you guys didn't see eye to eye, but Bill, I go, I'm on Bill's show on Thursdays, 12:30.
I would love to build a bridge with Bill.
I enjoy being on Bill's show. I like Bill. Bill, I like him off the air. I like him on the air.
Bill, when people ask me what show around here can I get that's going to be as much sports as possible, I say Bill. Bill saved the Bucks.
Well, yeah, I think we all kind of did.
None of us did.
I think our whole station, 1250, did. Sparky included.
Well, I did do a lockdown. Oh, no, not lockdown. I did do a Save Our Bucks show one time with Paul Henning, and then the week after they were saved. So I take credit, too.
Well, then there you go. You're part of it, too. Bill, I told this to Bill last week, too. I said, Bill, I love listening to the sports talk. You know, I just think that people love sports talk. They want to hear about our teams after a loss or a win. And I think we did a lot of it. Yeah. We had some fun and all that, but we talk about the teams after the game because we're fans, we're watching the game every night. I still think there's a place for that.
There is a place for that.
And there's a place for messing around, but I mean, but still got to be talking about some sport. Still got to be talking about our sports teams too.
Messing around is great. I think like the context needs to be sports though.
Yeah.
On yesterday's show, let's just say, I talked to good buddy Evan Heffelfinger. Okay.
Yes.
So you're following him.
Mm-hmm.
But I had him on to talk Brewers Stadium and like some Packers stuff. But as we were talking, he's like, I might get engaged at some point. So we were talking about that a little bit. But we didn't open the mic and say, let's do 30 minutes of guy talk on engagements. But it happened.
It's just kind of
when it happens, it's fine. Yeah. But when you make it the thing, like whenever you're doing, I think whenever you're doing something on a sports talk radio station, whenever you're doing something that's not sports, you can go down that road a little bit, but you should always be driving and looking for the U-turn of how do we get back to sports?
Yeah.
And sometimes you can, sometimes you got to do it quickly. Sometimes you can take a 10 minute drive. This is fun. This is fun. But I still know I need to get back to sports at some point. And I don't think that happens enough.
I think you have to listen to two guys or one guy on the radio and think that guy is following my team and he loves his team. Just like he might be negative toward this team once in a while, but he loves his team just as much as I do. That guy, you got to feel Milwaukee. And I feel like, I don't want to blow our own horn, but I think we did a lot of that. I think people,
I don't think anybody ever has had a better pulse on what Milwaukee was talking about.
Exactly.
Well, we didn't say we need so much Packers today, so much whatever. Yeah. We just talked about what people were talking about.
Yeah.
And I think we did a good job of that.
Yeah. And I think that's important. Yeah. You know? And I think that's why it drew. And do you think we'd still be here? We'd still be on the air if it wasn't for COVID? Do you think COVID, or do you think that 1250 was destined to die?
That's a good question.
You haven't talked about that?
Huh?
You never talked about that here on the podcast?
Oh, we talk way too much about 1250 being dead. Oh,
do you?
Oh, yeah.
But never that? Well, do you think?
And sometimes I just record the podcast at 1250, which is kind of weird if you think about it.
If Tom Parker would have stayed and had not retired, because we were flying good, you think that would have stayed? Now, I think we were heard on because it was 105.7. That signal couldn't be heard in a lot of different places. And that wasn't really, that was corporate's fault, if anything. But yeah, I just think.
Well, I think our signal was bad. And then once other places came in with bigger signals.
But we still had pretty good content.
Oh, I agree. But the ratings were all the same. Like people, the biggest problem I have with how people view the demise was that they think like the ratings were like someone had a 30 and the other people had a 20 and then we had a 2. We all had like a 3. We're all fighting over the same little piece of the pie.
You said or fighting over cross
ratings that people see. we're all fighting for the same scraps.
Yeah.
Okay. So that there was, it was not a ratings thing. This was way levels that we couldn't. The thing that pisses me off is how many people thought, well, it's about time. They talked too much sports. We talk if you're so like no good riddance, Bart, you're off the air. You always were preaching at us. That's fine. I was good riddance, Bart. You stupid lib. I mean, I didn't really talk politics a lot. I did want people to wear masks and get vaccinated so that we could get back to sports. That's where my whole thing was there, and we had nothing to talk about. Sorry that I listened to the health people.
I'll say this: you predicted the whole COVID thing.
I did.
And this was like in January, and I thought you were.
Wicked had me on his pod. He said, "What will end the Bucs season?" I said, "Because I saw this video." No, it was after the All-Star game. We went to the All-Star game, and we all got COVID there. I felt like shit for a week after that All-Star game.
You did?
February in Chicago, we were cramped in that room. Everybody from around the world's there, giving each other COVID.
That was like the last major sport event, right? Yeah, before.
So I felt awful that whole week. And then like the end of February, I saw these videos where people were being dragged out of their house in China. And it was like a virus. Like, I'm like, there's no way to stop this. At some point it will reach here. Then it reached Italy. And I'm like, oh, we're fucked.
Well, I remember this is going to cancel the rest of the basketball season. I'm like, what?
Yeah. You said, no, it won't. We're America. Nothing will stop America.
Well, that's what I thought.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Why?
You basically told COVID to try that in a small town. And then it did.
No. But who thought? Come on. Who thought? Now, looking back, that shouldn't have shut down the world.
People were dying.
COVID's still out there. We're still going to the stadiums, aren't we?
Well, yeah, we got tired of it.
Well, we should have been smarter back then.
Drew Smith almost died.
Hey, you remember this, though? Oh, we're never going to be able to go back in the stadiums without wearing a mask. We're not going to be able to go down at the concerts down to the front row and gather all together and see REO and stuff like this. At least I said that. A year later, 2 years later, here we are. Like it never even happened.
It
cost us millions of dollars, cost a lot of us our jobs. Some of you guys didn't even want to go back to work again, or haven't.
I haven't.
Well, you didn't lose your job because of COVID.
So where do you work, Chuck? Where do you work at KFIZ only?
All right. I do Locked On Brewers podcast, AP radio. I do their overnight sports, which are aired in the early morning. I do their early morning sports cast, which are taped late at night. I do football Friday night for Learfield. And KFIZ. That would make four. Yeah, KFIZ. So I'm just doing like four different things.
Did that start?
I'm not even on. I'm not on 97.3 anymore.
Yeah. Well, they used you as a headline, but.
Well,
my word.
My show is still on AM 920. I thought it was going to be on. I was kind of given the impression that that was going to be a thing.
But why have you filling on a morning show when we can grab some rando from Cleveland, honestly?
They air my football Friday night show, so.
So,
but I have nothing. I mean, you know what? Again, not that I agree with it, but what am I going to do about it? I can't do it. What am I going to do? Start trashing people here? I can't do that.
No, don't work. Don't do that. Don't work.
No.
Might make you feel good, but then you're waking up deleting tweets.
No, I mean, I think people know. I mean, again, the audience knows. I mean, people know who should be on the air and who shouldn't be on the air. They know.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you know. Okay.
Brian, no.
Who?
What?
Yep. I'm doing those things. I'm not on 97.3. I'm not even filling in over there. You know,
did you start KFIZ yet? So KFIZ is great because Chuck Freeman called the games on the radio station in the town I grew up in for my friends in playing basketball and football. And so we were at the same place a lot before we even ever met.
KFIZ is in Fond du Lac, the radio station, for people who don't know. And yeah, I do a half-hour show there, just a local sports show in addition, and then do a couple of morning sports casts for them. I've always enjoyed, I mean, I like that. I like the people at the radio station. I like them. I trust them. And that's all you need. You got to make sure you trust people these days. And if you find somebody you could trust, they're gold. AP Radio, I've been doing them for 40 years. Trust the guy who was a sports director there, like gold. Always thought highly of me. I'm one of their better sportscasters. I'm doing the national stuff. And Locked On Brewers, they've been great to me as well. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed, but it just didn't work out for me at 97.3. And I was doing morning sportscasts and on WIBA in Madison. I love being on with them there, but they made a budget cutback that now Doug Russell tapes their sportscasts overnight and they just air them. So they don't have a live sportscaster in the morning. So that went away too. So, but what am I going to do? If they're making budget cuts, they're slashing, they want to allocate money and they own the radio station. They run the radio station. There's nothing we can do about it.
All we want to do is sit down in front of a mic and talk sports, but now we have to turn into these entrepreneurs and like work at nine different places.
But you know what? That's not a bad thing anymore because all those sponsors that I could have brought to the radio station in Milwaukee, you know, and you too. Well, you know, I'll just bring them to my podcast.
This is a good time to mention happyplacehemp.com.
Yeah.
Because they sell CBD products and they couldn't break through the Odyssey force field. They wanted to advertise on our show forever and they weren't allowed to. And then I had a podcast. They were the first guys that jumped over with me. I don't know that I'm still doing it without their support and without the support of people that are buying the CBD products, gummies, tinctures, balms. I'm going to take a CBD CBN one tonight to go to bed earlier. Otherwise I'm going to think about that we actually did this and it's going to keep me up at night. So I'll need something to help me with that. Happy Place Hemp. Chuck, the promo code is BART, 25% off every order. Happyplacehemp.com.
Okay. Okay. Is this
and we're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream.
What's that?
Dan Shaney is an insurance agent.
Okay.
He sponsors my YouTube stream.
Oh, okay. I thought it was somebody who was connected with us. Okay. Oh, very good. See? Yeah. Those sponsors that you're bringing in, BART, that money is going directly to all your fees on StreamYard. Yes.
StreamYard fee, the tailgate fee.
Yeah.
the Adobe Audition fee, this microphone.
It's fun. It's great because if the radio station doesn't want to cut up my sponsors, I'll just take it all myself then. And that's the beauty about the podcast. That's what beauty of doing these. You do one, I do one, and just keep the money for ourselves. They don't want to make any money. That's all right.
I said on your Lockdown Brewers was, I do feel like we trust each other, but we don't trust ourselves that we should trust the other person.
Well, you came on my podcast first, Lockdown Brewers, which dropped the Monday night, and you weren't confident that I was going to come on your show thereafter.
I mean, I didn't even want to say it, but I just felt like I had to say it.
Well, initially, I'll be honest, I didn't. And people asked me for a long time, why haven't I come on your podcast? Because you've buried 97, the game. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but you know, I had to work with those guys every day or every other day or fill in and all that. You know, so if I'm going on a podcast and you're like burying these guys, it's like,
I'm not
going
to bury them when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but you're burying them all the other times. And if you, who knows, but
well, now they're going to listen and be like, look at these two losers that we kicked. They're going to be like, oh,
no, I haven't buried them at all. And you haven't buried them. I mean, not in this show, at least.
No, I did make a crack about how they, found this guy in Cleveland to fill in for Zabe instead of having you do it.
Again, you know.
My words.
I keep the revenue. I'll just take it over to my podcast.
Words.
I enjoyed filling in over there. I had hoped that I was going to land a regular spot. For whatever reason, it didn't happen. I don't know.
Do you want to do a five for frames?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think I only have four questions.
I'm having more fun doing this than every show I ever did with you on air.
And I think that would carry over. Because
are you enjoying this?
I am. We would do better now because I would do better.
Yeah, but then you get around me again and I get you in your old bad habits.
No, I think the problem was I was chasing for like respect from you, which now I just don't care if I have or not.
I never looked at it that way, but.
Well, you said this one thing about you never go to games. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
No. Because I was the sports director there. I needed someone to help me cover games.
How do you have a sports director at a sports station?
Well, you know, covering the game.
You wanted me to work for free?
No, that's part of our gig.
No, it wasn't. I never signed a contract that said, if Chuck wants you to fill in a Brewers game on a Friday night and get him AP sound, go do it.
Not AP sound. I'm just talking about Brewers stuff in general.
So we could use it on our Saturday morning fucking sportscast.
All right. Well, I don't even know. I can't even remember what we're talking about just now. Oh, the sports director thing. Yeah, I don't know. I just covered the games. And I know I never doubted that you didn't watch games. You didn't go to games with me, you know, but I know you watch the games at home. I never thought you were unprepared. I'll say that. Wicket either. Now, Wicket may have come in some of those early days, you know, three sheets to the win. But still, I knew that he
well, I followed on that legend.
The same thing with you. I mean, I know, I knew you, you know, and I follow you on Twitter. I know you're watching all these stuff. I see you tweeted out. So, but I like that. I like a guy, when you talk about respect, I respect a guy who watches and follows and covers it. And I know you're all over this Packer thing with Jordan Love and all that. I follow it. I've seen your podcast and watch them. No, I definitely respect that. And I said that on my Brewer podcast. I said, there's only one guy, you know, another guy who follows the team as much as I do. And that's my next guest, Bart Winkler. Absolutely. Never took that away from you.
And then I proceeded to tell you, I didn't watch any of the White Sox series and I probably won't watch this Dodgers one.
I don't really believe that. I think that was just your gimmick.
I didn't see the White Sox games. I didn't see them.
Well, you're watching the Packer game on Friday night.
Yeah. Saturday I was doing, I do PA work at Forward Madison.
Okay.
So I do like, fans, are you looking for fun, low-key, or turnkey entertainment? Sign up for season tickets at Forward Madison.
So you're in Madison doing that?
I drive there like three times a month.
Okay. All right. And then, okay. But it's like, you didn't watch the Brewers this past weekend because you were at home and then just didn't want to watch them.
Yeah, oh, they're on in my home. I'm watching them.
Yeah, but you had other stuff going on. So that's different. I mean, it's not like the Brewers were on and you're watching Leave with the Beaver or something like that.
Well, sometimes I do watch Marvel movies. Dude, the guy I saw, Chuck, I told the people on this podcast, I saw a guy that looked just like you.
Yeah, he texted me about it the other day. What was that about?
He was walking down the street because you've been in my neighborhood before.
I went to the library in your neighborhood.
Yeah. And so I didn't think it was out of the realm of possibility that you'd be, and you were dressed, this person was dressed like you, exactly like you, covering a game with a blue button up, and he had your hair, and he's wearing glasses. Now, the backpack was a little different. He was wearing a different kind of backpack. And that's not Chuck's satchel. That's a backpack.
Yeah.
And then I went to him and I said, what are you doing here? I thought it was you. So he took off his glasses. Then I realized it wasn't you. But he reacted like you would. Like startled. Like, oh, you think it's someone else? It's like, Jesus Christ. Who is this guy?
So you didn't say, oh, did he know who you were?
No.
So you didn't say, oh, I thought you were Chuck Freeman?
I didn't. I was with my kid and it was weird. And
all right. So that's why I said you should have got a selfie with the guy.
If this guy was, I don't know. This wasn't the kind of guy I was going to ask for a selfie. No offense.
You know, okay. When we go out to eat once in a while, we see a lot of guys who look like Bart. I think I texted you a picture.
Okay. Okay, there's people that look like me, fatties with red beards. Okay. Fine. This guy looked like you.
Did he? Well, this guy, I saw a guy in the bar. I think I took a, you know, I did one that was creepy. I took a picture of a guy and I sent it to you, you know, if he would have known I was taking a picture of him, he would have been, dude, what are you doing taking a picture of me? And I would explain to him. But yeah, this guy looked in a photo-like bar on top of it. I was
wow.
That's definitely you. It wasn't you.
But this, let me try to find, StreamYard's got these musics that I can use. Let me try to find a music for Five for Free, because I can't play NFL films or I'll get kicked off YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, copyright.
So how would they know? Is someone monitoring?
YouTube can detect if you use music or not.
They can.
Yeah, they don't have like a person listening through all the shows.
I always thought you never used to be able to swear on YouTube. I mean, you dropped at least 15 F-bombs so far. So I guess that's...
Are you as worried about AI taking over the world as I am?
Who? Allen Iverson? No.
I should have known. I could have scripted that. You know, artificial intelligence.
I was going to tell you the other day at Mayville High School, there is a robot. A buddy of mine lost his job. He used to, it was just one of the things he was doing as a part time on putting the markers on the football field. There's a robot that they bought for $50,000. Who took his place and does the lines on the field so he doesn't have to do it anymore. Imagine being replaced by a robot. You come in, so, you know, we're going to have this robot that's going to put the lines on the field.
And that's not a $50,000 job.
I know it is.
I guess they buy it once and, yeah.
Use it for 15 years, so 20
we're
years.
We're all going to be working for robots. I don't know why anybody's afraid of this. You can't even get guys into the line of high school football field anymore.
Well, home plate. Pretty soon we're going to have a home plate umpire that's
That's awful.
That's going to be bad. But these umpires are terrible. These guys are blowing.
I think there should be human error for umpires, but these umpires are like, the way these guys umpire, it's like they're actually robots that were designed to be as bad as possible so that we would accept robots coming in. Like they're getting paid by big robots.
That's almost, I almost want to believe that. That's almost true because I feel like, umpiring home plate, first base calls, it's as bad as it's ever been. I feel like some of these guys, like, okay, they'll make the call because it's marginal, a call out or safe, and if the guy's going to overturn it, he's going to overturn it. But I don't think there's any way these guys feel like they want to even get it right on a close play. They don't care. They know they're going to be replaced. That's why.
Can you hear this?
Yes. You're not going to have to pay any revenue because of this, are you?
No, this is StreamYard. I pay for the fee.
Okay.
Do we like this music?
Yeah, it's fine. StreamYard's great. It is.
All right.
I like it because I use it for my Lockdown Brewers podcast. It's dummy proof. I like it as idiot proof as possible. Make it as easy for me as possible. And StreamYard does that. I love it.
You always say, make it as easy as possible on the consumer.
You're right. You were listening to me back in the day.
Yeah. All right. Five for Freems.
Okay.
Question number one. Who would you put on the WSSP Mount Rushmore?
WSSP Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. All 15, 16 years.
Bill's got to be up there.
Now, why do you say that?
Middays, did it for 10 years. Staple.
That was only like six.
No, he was there from 2011 through 2021, wasn't he? 10 years.
Well, I agree. I put Bill on mine.
Bill
did raise the profile of the station when he joined.
Okay.
And he took us into new markets.
Sparky.
Absolutely.
Sparky's the building block, was there from day one, mm-hmm. worked his ass off, was on 50,000 different shows. Yes, still there. And I like Sparky. I've always liked him. And I know, you know, he could say some wild things on the radio. I always thought Sparky was great by himself on the radio, just without a partner. Sparky's Midday Man. Sparky's, yeah, I like Sparky. I like him on the air. I like him off the air. Sparky. Well, I mean, who? Those final two. I don't want to put me on there.
You're definitely not.
I don't want to put me on there. I don't want to put our show on there.
No, I'm not on there. By the way, if you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, I did put up our our WBA award. That is ours.
Did it? Okay. You said you were going to get me a copy of that, and never did. You just kind of took the award.
I did. Well, okay. I went to the ceremony.
You did.
Yeah. That's our award.
Yep.
First place. Best show. Yeah.
I got three of them back here. See mine back there?
I got a shitload of third place ones for a contest that had maximum two entries.
You mean these?
Oh, I got a whole box of those. Should I go through them? Maybe later.
Yeah. So those two for sure.
Do I need to finish this list for you?
Yeah. Who would you say? And I'll tell you if it's...
Gary Ellerson. Was there for the pretty much entire run.
Okay. Yeah.
He brought the former Packer Badger... Mm-hmm. requirement before we ever dipped into the Leroy waters.
Okay.
And he's on Bill's postgame show as well for all those years.
Yeah. Four Packer. Sure.
And then I would put, I use the fourth spot for Tim Allen.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Those, Tim Allen for sure. Sparky for sure. Bill Michaels for sure. The fourth one, you could put Ellerson. Nobody prior to 2009.
No, they were all has-beens.
You know, because they brought national people here who tried to act local sports and like the Peter Browns, and they didn't care. They just were happy for pay. They just overpaid guys back then.
Too bad no one learned their lesson not to do that. But.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say though, I'll go with those four. Sure. Definitely.
Who are the worst four people to ever work there?
Well, come on.
Just kidding.
You tell me.
No. Nah, there was one kid that like just talked all the time. It was just, like every conversation with him was an audition. This intern that you hired. I don't remember his name.
I mean, he talked to you off the air?
He'd be like, see him in the hall and be like, hey, Bart, what's up? Hey, and I'm like, instead, he'd be like, hey, did Dez catch it? Do you think that was a Dez? Here's why Dez caught it.
Here's what I like. I liked pretty much. Yeah, I liked everybody at WSSP. I can't say that about every radio station I worked for, but I liked all those guys. I did. I liked them. I liked our boss. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I liked Tom Parker. Our boss. I disliked. You know, I can't say no.
Well, that's
I know Robbie's tried to bury me a few times, but I think.
Oh, Robbie likes you.
Yeah.
That leads to question number two, five for Freems. If you could go back in time and work for 1 year back in their past, what year of your career would you like to relive?
1992.
Wow, quick answer.
Yeah, I was working at Wax Radio in Eau Claire, and I was anchoring sports. I was covering high school sports. I was coming down and covering Brewer games, just anchoring the sportscast on Wax Radio, the country station, and the news talk station, WAYY. I loved it. I loved it. I ended up leaving there after a year. I wish I would have stayed longer because I loved Eau Claire. Still do. Yeah, but, you know, got to make more money, you know, go to a bigger market. So, you know, with the Madison.
Like Fond du Lac.
Well, Fond du Lac, I enjoyed my time there too. But
God, you were like, weren't you like, you were like a king of Fond du Lac. Well, you like hold court on those softball diamonds.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I love covering Fond du Lac sports. That's why I'm back. But if I'm going to go back to 1 year, 1992, working at Wax Radio in Eau Claire, was 25, didn't have a care in the world. I was also anchoring sports up in Duluth, Minnesota, on a TV station up there on weekends. I was having a fun time. And not that I dislike any other place I worked at. You know, when I first got the job at WSSP in 2009, I remember it was my Whispering Springs golf course in Fond du Lac. I was going to hit some balls. I was talking to Tom Barker, and he offered me the job to be on the morning show. And I remember I went to hit balls, a big bucket of balls, and I couldn't even concentrate. I was so excited about doing sports radio in Milwaukee once again. So I would think 2009, but definitely 1992 is probably if I could go back.
Question number three. What is the greatest game you ever covered?
Game 163.
Really? With me?
Yeah. That was like the most emotional game for me ever. I wow. cried.
Why?
I did. I had tears in my eyes.
That was a great run for me. I think that was a great run. That's when people realize, oh, this guy isn't such a fucking jerk off.
Well, you went to St. Louis and covered the clincher.
I did.
You did.
2000... I walked in the press box and everyone that was there was like, what the fuck are you doing here?
It drove there.
I drove there.
But you gave us great coverage.
I did. I got BA on the field on the post game show with Tim.
But do you ever look at it like all this hard work that we did, all we got paid for it, but it's just here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, you went to St. Louis. You and I went down to Wrigley. Where did it get us? My memories.
For stories and, to tell.
And now the radio station is playing CBS Sports Radio. Not that that's bad, but people prefer, we all prefer local. No, game 163.
This week, I will actually be hosting for Zach Gelb Thursday, Friday. I'll be on Saturday and Sunday.
CBS. And I love CBS Sports Radio. I like that show. And you
Although on the weekends, they don't air me. They air BetQL instead. Even though I'm there.
How come you don't have a regular weekend shift?
I do every Sunday.
You do? Oh, I didn't know that.
I've been doing Sundays all summer, 2 to 6.
That's your permanent? And is that going to go into football too?
Nope. Then I lose my job.
Why?
Because they do Zach Gelb. I don't want to work NFL Sundays.
Oh, man. See, I think that's when it's, you know, when you're driving around and you're hearing around the NFL, I think that's pretty
cool. But I don't want to work that. I want to be at home.
I want to be at home. Yeah. I get it. I don't remember what you're
digging this music.
Yeah, the music's all right. What did you ask me again? You asked me 1992.
Greatest game you ever covered. You said you cried at 163.
Oh, 163. I did, man. I was just. And that ball, and I still every time we go to a Sunday game, I go up to watch the ceiling experience, the video there, and when I see that ball drop in the Keon Broxton's glove, oh yeah, a little tear comes to my eye. Yeah, that was just great. I mean, it just, man, they were going to the postseason, winning the division title. It just, the Cubs, man, that was just a special day. I just loved it, man. It was great. I know you didn't like my driving on the way down there, but.
You know, one of the guys that we had on that Instagrams, we did an Instagram stream. The grizzled one, Frank, has since passed. That's a shitty part, is like learning, meeting listeners, and then they die.
Did the guy from Oshkosh die?
Rick's dead.
You sure about that?
Positive.
How? Nobody knew the guy.
I do. How I know, I can't say.
Okay, but you're for sure?
I killed him.
Don't admit to that.
I didn't. I'm not a murderer. No, I have a friend who works in government.
Okay. Oh. Because he stopped calling the show too.
Well, dead people usually don't make phone calls.
Well, I mean, that was an indication. Did he was not just calling? I mean, because this is, he was calling when I was there, that he just stopped calling and you
said, Rick would call Saturday mornings just to ask like what the TV listings were for the day.
He did that during the mid days too.
Yeah.
He did it at Bill's show. He called the group. Yes.
Hey, Rick, you want to get on? No, I don't want to get on. I just want to know why they got this woman on the show today. I don't know, Rick.
You know, a lot of those callers, I mean, they just, and they still follow you and I on Twitter and all that. You know, they're the best. You know, those are, I love those guys. They're loyal people.
And when you have a podcast like this, the callers become your friends.
They do. Friend of show, I've always said. And they are. And I love running into people at Summerfest or wherever, State Fair, in a bar. Yeah. I mean, that run of WSSP will always be remembered in Wisconsin. And there's a lot of people who'd want it to come back. And who knows, somewhere down the line, you never know.
Yeah. Once this does massive numbers of 200 views,
did you get that big royalty check from YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Five for frames. I don't know what the line should be at, but to, you know how when odds makers make a line, mm-hmm. it's to get the most amount of bets one way.
Yeah.
So what would the line be if we were to do a daily show together again for when the first real like fight was where we were like, why did we do this again? Like how many weeks, months, days?
I would say,
because I don't think we would get to that point, I swear. But we would, but people would, and you might, so mm-hmm. we have to set a line.
140 in the first 6 months. No, in the first 6 months. Would Chuck and Winkler get into an argument in the first 6 months minus 140?
Oh, for yes?
Yes. Right now we've scared off anybody who ever wants to even think about hiring us, but probably nobody wants to hire us anyway, so. Because nobody likes money. Nobody wants any of our revenue.
Chuck and I are basically the next best version of the U.S. Mint. We can just print money for you, and no one cares.
Yeah, I would say that. What would you lay for odds that you and I will be doing another radio show in Milwaukee?
Ooh. I think
on the money line.
I would say. Now the desire's there,
mm-hmm.
but I would say it would be no minus 250, yes plus 300.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. I don't ever want to do an early morning show ever again. I'm done doing morning shows. It would have to be like a midday, afternoon, anywhere between 9 and 7 p.m.
And I'm looking for anywhere between like 1 and 2.
Okay, that's perfect for me. Do you now? You're not getting up early in the morning anymore, are you? I know your podcast drops in the morning, but you're taping that at night.
Yeah, I get up. I get up to take my kid to daycare.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But that's like 7:30.
That's not 4 o'clock in the morning.
No. And then when I filled in for the DA show, on July 5th. It's just me and another guy,
mm-hmm.
My guy EJ, and I set my alarm at like 3:15 because it started at 5. And my wife's like, "Why are you setting it so early?" I go, "Because this, I'm doing a national show in the morning. I have to be in a good frame of mind." She goes, "You used to have a show with your name on it in Milwaukee, and you would set your, you would like just wake up by chance."
Did you really?
No, I set my alarm.
No, here's the deal about the difference between doing a Milwaukee show. Not that the Milwaukee show was important, but on the national show, if you oversleep that, there's hundreds of radio stations that don't have any programming at 5 yeah. o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I got to do national stuff too, like when I do my AP sportscast, man, I set 15 alarms at night. I do it late at night. And like if I take a night nap, I just set those alarms because I can't oversleep.
Getting up in the morning?
No. Like if I take a night nap, you know what a night nap is, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if I got to get up like at 11 o'clock at night, I take, you know, fall asleep on the couch. Okay. Like in the wintertime, you know, geez, in the wintertime, sometimes you fall asleep on the couch. I'll set my alarm for 10 because I don't do these sports casts until all the West Coast games are done. You got to wait till they all finish up. So I don't start like tonight. There's only a handful of games, so I might get done a little early. But I got to, now I'm a late night, making sure every game goes final. And in case somebody goes, it has a no hitter too. So, but yeah, I don't ever want to do early mornings. Would you be good at doing early mornings?
I'd be more willing to do mornings than I would nights.
Afternoons?
Afternoons. God, anywhere between 9 and 5, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to miss my kid grow up, so I don't want to ever do nights.
Well, I think we're to a point now we can do all this from home anyway, so you wouldn't have to miss your kid at all growing up.
I don't know. It's not the same.
Oh, you'd rather be back in the studio? I love doing it. I built my stadium.
I don't like on national. I don't run my own board. They'll like play drops on me. I'm like,
are you here at SSP doing that?
I go to SSP.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Multiple times a week.
Why can't you just do it from home?
Chuck, you would not recognize a soul in that building.
There's one guy in the building I do like, Chris Morrill. You know Chris?
He's there, yep.
Sales director. God, I love him. He was there as a sales guy when I was there in 2009. Good guy. Yeah,
there's one sales guy they hired on Monday, and then they canned the sales staff on Tuesday.
The whole
they canned our station on Tuesday.
Oh,
and the guy's like, "Well, I just got here. What's happening?" One more question, five for frames. All right. Where's the best first date spot in Fond du Lac?
I don't know. I would say the best first date spot,
because we went to Sebastian's. Which is not that great of a.
That's a steakhouse, right?
It's like a hotel restaurant, juiced up.
Okay. There's a hotel in there,
and Sebastian's? But it's like that kind of. It's not okay. So when you grow up in Fond du Lac, Sebastian's is like this steakhouse, and then you like go to a Ruth Chris, and you're like, oh shit.
I always thought Theo's was that in Fond du Lac.
Yeah, maybe Theo's is the right answer.
Okay. I would say best date place.
Like first date.
Like if you're meeting somebody on a blind date?
Someone was going on, because I went on my first date with my wife was in Fond du Lac. So
yeah.
I really didn't know where to take her. Where would you suggest?
I would say.
Backyard?
Schmitty's, right? I like Schmitty's.
Not as a first date.
Why not? There's a bar there. There's food
Schmitty's
there.
Is like a basement turned into a restaurant.
But it's a nice place.
I love Schmitty's too, but
I like it. I like it. I'm accused of wanting to go there too much. But I like, we go there Friday or Saturday. We almost went there tonight. If I would have said the magic words tonight, we could have went down to Schmitty's tonight. But I thought we were gonna eat at home. But yeah, I love Schmitty's. I like going there. So I'd say Schmitty's.
That's fine.
I would just assume like all. Like dating in Fond du Lac, people, everybody knows each other already, right?
Oh, that was a
hard one. Unlike Milwaukee, where, you know.
Yeah, I realized the week that I realized that any Fond du Lac option for me was done. I was 25 and I realized I'm not going to find anyone in this town. I met my wife a week later who was not from Fondy.
Where did you meet her?
In Fondy, but.
You did?
Well, at a party.
But still.
Met in Fondy, yeah.
Okay, was it a bachelor party?
Halloween? No, it wasn't a bachelor party. Was she a stripper?
Well, I noticed that these bachelor parties are like becoming more and more combined these days. Bachelor, bachelorette party.
Oh, that's because the guy always cheats on the chick anyway.
The guy who's getting married?
Yeah, I didn't. I went to Vegas.
Why would you cheat on the woman you're getting married to?
Because that's like your last week to get one in.
Yeah.
Right. That's what Alf is telling me. I'm just a beta. I'm just a beta and only have sex with my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be okay with whoever I'm married. If I'm going to do that, then I probably shouldn't be getting married.
When is their bachelor party, by the way?
When is who?
Yours.
Mine for what? Getting married? I don't think that's happening.
Well, you can still have a bachelor party.
To celebrate what?
You and I never really got drunk together. That's a problem.
Did we ever run into each other anywhere?
Yeah, I don't remember where, but we did.
Have we ever run into each other?
I just answered that.
Sendix?
Sendix.
Oh, Taco Bell. We would run into each other. Taco Bell on.
Yeah, I'd be getting behind you in the drive thru.
Highway 100, you text me.
I said, turn around.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Freems, I never thought this would happen.
Well, now people can stop calling me names for not coming on your podcast. You know, again, I told you the reason why earlier, but
now that it's happened once, I think it should happen again.
Well, you know, we can do our, like I said, I'd rather us have like an hour show every night, but.
Well, that ain't happening.
Well, we got too much stuff. You and I both got too many other things going on, but you know, terrestrial radio or made some room out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to, we'd find some room.
See, we like each other. We told stories. We didn't alienate anyone. This is basically our audition tape.
It is. Do you think this whole show could air on a radio station right now?
Well, I swore.
Well, we'd edit it out. So we'd take a 60-minute show and edit all your swears and get down to about 45 minutes.
Absolutely. Why not? It'd be the best shit out there. Thing out there.
I thought for sure you'd come on and start burying people.
Why do I need to do that anymore? I'm 40 years old.
You're not. You were just doing this a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I don't even.
Have you and Zabin ever, who you guys have never met?
Yeah, I ran into him once at the Bucks game 6. We sat next to, Rami and his buddies had a thing.
Okay.
At Uncle Buck's, and the game was next to us. And so Zabin and I crossed paths going into the bathroom, and we looked in each other's eyes and just kept going our merry way.
All right. Did he know it was you?
I think so. Then he shit on me on his podcast when we got fired. And he said, I guess that's why you don't do all that stuff you do. And then I sent him an email like, this could happen to anyone, dude. Good luck.
Well, like I said, that's why you can't. You can't if do
the choices are suck up to Steve Zabin my whole life or live my life and do my own thing.
I know. But do you think, okay, do you think we'd have a job if that didn't happen? Do you think we'd have a show?
I cost you now?
No. I don't think it did. No, I think just, again, these coaches got to coach their team and they don't think we could hit the 3-point jumper for some reason. I don't know why. Don't know. Do you know why? Why do you think?
Why don't what?
Why do you think we're not on everyday radio anymore?
Because I'm a hothead.
Do you think that's it? So you think you cost us a chance? The Chuck and Winkler show.
I don't know. We got a good thing going.
There's a lot of hotheads in the business.
We're both able to bring in money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know either. That's what I said. The coaches out there got to coach.
I haven't applied anywhere also.
Well, they know we're out there.
Right. But I don't want people to think like. You think I haven't applied.
Well, do you think I'm going to call up? Well, I'm running out of places now, but do you think I'm going to call? Well, let's say wherever and say, oh, you know what? I'm available. Well, they know.
Yeah, they know.
They know. They just, I think they probably just were maybe too much, too out there for them. I don't know.
Maybe they see my podcast getting guys like Cody Rhodes and Clay Thompson on. They're like, we can't afford this guy. Maybe that.
I thought the Clay Thompson interview was fantastic.
How about that?
I thought that when that first came up, I was like, Clay Thompson? Oh, come on. It's got to be some impersonator. I thought you were going to do some gimmick. Like, no. I mean, you and Clay talk like you're a longtime friends. It was great.
Well, because he knows that I have a show. He would always bug my brother about it.
Oh, he did?
When the Packers would lose or whatever, he'd be like, man, they must be fired up on your brother's show today.
Oh. And then you said, hey, can I get Clay on? All right.
Yeah, and then on the radio, I would ask for Clay and he'd go, I can get you a Kevon Looney. With all due.
Yeah.
But then once I had a podcast, he's like, all right, I'll try to get you Clay.
Well, we had the NBA championship trophy in the studio.
Yep.
We got the whole
thing. And it was in my house.
And it was in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, sounds like we're running out of things to say on this first date.
No, I just, once we hit the hour mark, I'm like, okay, we're good. Well, I told you 20 minutes.
Yeah, you told me. I told you as long as you want. You know, it's a Monday night. The Brewers aren't playing. Mm-hmm. I just got to do my sports cast, and you're already on my podcast. But yeah, if you want to do it again somewhere down the road, we haven't pissed enough people off already.
I don't know. I think this is a nice. I think people are going to remember that we exist.
We didn't bury anybody. We just told it like it was.
That's all I've ever done.
Me too. And sometimes people don't want to hear it. Sometimes I think, though, yeah, I'm speaking about me here. Maybe I should have. Well, I did on my way out at 12:50.
Never have regrets. Never have regrets, because the decision you made in that moment was the best decision. You thought that was the best decision that you could have made with the information you had.
Yeah.
That's why I told people to wear a mask and get infected.
I noticed on the video here, you didn't put my Twitter. You put your Twitter feed, but you didn't put at Chuck Freeman.
You're the one that wrote Chuck.
Oh, you can't script that out? Oh, because like when you come on mine, I have to.
Yeah, your Locked On Brewers thing was so fancy.
You like that? Well, hey. Yeah, that's their first class people. I love working for them. Again, you always like working for people who respect and like your work. And so, hey, they pay me. I do good work for them. They provide classy stuff. I love it.
There, I put it up, and I even spelt it wrong just to be a dick.
Oh, come on. Don't do that. It's Freemund.
I know what it is.
I know. I'm just telling the fans out there.
Hey, Frames.
Okay. Well, this is the
point. It happened. Now what? Now what the fuck do I do?
Well, this is where we walk out to the parking lot at Schmitty's and say, well, should we get together again sometime?
Yeah, I'll call you, Chuck.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got your phone number. Yeah, we can figure something out.
You want to do it again Friday? Oh, Friday, I'm going to be out of town.
Friday, so, you know, like next week. Yeah. God, I go to a bachelor party next week. And, yeah, you know, I got softball coming up. And I'm in this golf league. And yeah, we'll figure. Just give me a call. We'll figure something out. Just
Chuck
text
Freeman, me. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's been fun.
Happy anniversary.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.